Hi, my name's Nicole. I have been working with Rachel for the past several months, and I would just say, you know, she's a wealth of knowledge. She's natural at what she does. She gives you, you know, advice that I think you can use every single day. She's super real, leads you down the right path. I've enjoyed every moment of it. Her skin camp is exceptional for anyone that wants to take a bit of a deeper dive. It's like being in the bathroom with Rachel. She guides you through everything. She's super passionate about it. You have the ability to watch it over again. By far worth all the investment. I go back to it all the time for reference.
Hello and welcome to the Rachel Varga Podcast. I'm your host, simply a human on a mission to help you age impossibly well using cultivated practices of your body, mind, spirit, and energy. And also, what can we do at home when we're getting ready? What can we apply on our skin in the evening, in the morning? What can we do at home to revitalize the skin and address things like hyperpigmentation, promoting collagen, and help to get that thin and sagging skin a little bit more plump and youthful? And also how we can slow our aging process by getting to the root cause of aging, which is inflammation. So today I wanted to talk about a few things. I just got off of a call with a lovely woman, Amy, and she's actually a physician herself. She is a self-professed skincare junkie, and she is absolutely terrified of aging. Absolutely terrified of it. She does not want to age. This is like something that's really important to her. She's in the public eye. She wants to look and feel her most vibrant self. And honestly, there's nothing wrong with that. When I think of aging, I'm afraid to age and that I'm interested in everything anti-aging. It's how can I be proactive in my aging? That's how I frame it. And it's simply going to look different for absolutely everybody, depending on what their values are and what they've already experienced with their skin, aging process, their physical form, they're experiencing pain and all sorts of things. The first thing I want you to do is take inventory of what your routine getting ready looks like. I went on YouTube the other day and I went on to a very popular beauty influencer's page. I'm not going to say who it is, but she's like this 20 something and she's actually really funny. She gets on camera and she comes on with no makeup. She's like, oh my gosh, look at me. I look like I'm a rack or like a troll or whatever. And then she shows like an after photo of when she's ready. And it's like, she's a different human altogether. And I just get such a kick out of watching these different influencers, their get ready with me routine, because the whole beauty space on YouTube is just huge. And same with like celebrity plastic surgery. And I have no doubt in my mind that my YouTube would have exploded if I went down that route of celebrity plastic surgery reviews and all that stuff, but it's just the energy with that stuff is really weird. Looking at the comment section on a lot of those videos, it just like tends to attract not my ideal client, like you tuning into the show here. It's a little bit more of like I'm gonna go there and say a little bit of like a more low vibe type of audience that I'm just not really into. It's like people that are, oh, this person's doing this, I'm gonna judge them for that. Keep your opinions to yourself in a lot of things. Never in the world have we openly discussed things like money, politics, and our health with like people we barely even know. Like certain things in those aspects, you might not always want to be forthcoming in conversations. Just redirect and simply say, I don't really want to talk about politics or anything like that. Let's talk about something else and shut that ish down now. Okay, so getting back to watching these influencers get ready, there's a couple of things that I really notice a lot of women doing when they're getting ready that's actually adding to their toxic load without realizing it. It's very interesting to think that a lot of the beautification things that we do, such as aerosolized hairsprays, such as perfumes, such as nail polish, self-tanners, skincare products, and makeup, that are super toxic and are actually contributing to our inflammatory loads. And one of the most blatant things that I saw this one young woman do when she was getting ready was she had her hair and makeup done. She had like this super cute outfit on. She was ready for a night on the town and to take names and numbers kind of thing. I mean, she looked amazing. And then she finishes it off with dousing herself in perfume. And where she was spraying the perfume is actually something that really, it's like, okay, there's a learning. There's a thing that I can teach her. So when she was spraying her perfume, obviously you can assume where she was spraying it. She was spraying it to her neck and her chest. And a lot of perfumes, like the designer type of perfumes, they're actually latent with alcohols, they're latent with phthalates, which are hormone-disrupting chemicals, and she's spraying them directly on her very delicate neck and décolleté skin. And there's just like things like this that we've sort of been programmed to do as like a very feminine thing, to spritz perfume on our neck, the nape of our neck, but that skin on the neck is really delicate. And in fact, the neck and the top of the chest, you know, like if you wear a V-neck or like a scoop neck, that top of the chest, like the couple inches down from the nape of your neck and your clavicles, tends to accumulate just a ton of sun damage as we age. So not only is that getting access to a lot of UVB, UVA rays from outside, also the blue light from our homes, but then you go and throw on toxic perfume and you're spraying it directly on that area, you are literally creating cellular damage to the skin cells from those designer perfumes that you're using. And I'm sure you're thinking, oh my gosh, I've been totally applying my perfume like that for years. And now you know, it's like these little points of adding toxins into your lifestyle and your routines that are almost deemed as like really feminine and is going to make you more attractive to the opposite sex. Because at the end of the day, we're biological beings and we're very much driven by procreation and being desirable for the opposite sex and also for ourselves. I just get such a kick out of it because my husband, he's been on the show a couple of times now, he actually hates it when I do my nails because of the smell. And there's certain things that like I did in the past that he actually didn't really care for. It's like, I don't know why you do that. Like, it doesn't matter to me. But sometimes as women, we think that it makes us more attractive. Do the opposite sex is just like this, it's very fascinating concept of things we are led to believe will make us more attractive, but are actually simply going to make us more sick. So whatever happened with simply wearing some rose essential oil or essential oils as your fragrance? I happen to live on a fantastic magical island, and the bees here are about to come out in full force, and we have incredible wild roses where I live. My sister is also an organic farmer. So yes, I am working behind the scenes on creating my own skincare line based on using organically grown essential oils. So if you want a very clean type of perfume, a very beautiful, extremely well-priced essential oil from the island I live on, let me know. Email me info@rachelvarga.ca and I'll create an order for one of these essential oils. It's like $40. And a lot of times a specific type of essential oil I'll see sold through, you know, some of these huge like essential oil brands, like for example, doTERRA, for literally $300. And I will bet you it doesn't smell anywhere near as good as this one for $40. I kid you not. And it's also, you know, organically farmed and processed locally here. So there's always alternatives to things like your designer fragrance. Also, I was out for dinner with my hubby the other day. We were celebrating our 6-year wedding anniversary. We've been together for 11 years now. And there was a lady next to me. She was in her, I'd probably say like early 70s. And she was clearly wearing like Chanel No. 5 or something like that. Like some type of perfume that she's literally probably been wearing her whole life. And I don't know what it is. I used to love some of those perfumes growing up, having, you know, that signature scent. But now when I smell a woman with a type of perfume like that, it just like, ugh, my sense of scent is just like bonkers. My sense of smell actually can tell me a lot about somebody. Like say, for example, I'm going on a hike and someone walks past me, I can actually get a sense of like how toxic that person may be by how they smell while they go past me. And from an intuitive standpoint, there can be something to be said for noticing these things. And especially having worked with so many clients since 2011, I would actually sometimes pick up on a certain smell in clients that actually I could tell were really inflamed and unhealthy and things like that. So notice this when you walk past people, how they smell. Do they smell like fabric softener? Do they smell like downy dryer sheets? If so, they might look healthy in their like 20s, 30s, and 40s, but I find that when I walk past somebody and they smell like that and they're in their 60s, they look really unhealthy. So start to take notice when you smell something, it is in your brain. So hopefully what you're smelling is something that's like a lovely plant-derived essential oil, things like that, that actually will elicit a positive response in your brain. And there's all sorts of research on essential oils for pain and relaxation and sleep. So why not, when you're putting fragrances on your body to beautify yourself and all that, to make sure that that is actually something that's going to be giving you a benefit and not adding to your toxic load. And homework, start to notice what people smell like when you walk past them. Start to get used to picking up on, clearly that person uses a lot of fabric softener, because that stuff is so toxic. Not only is it toxic to smell, but it's toxic to have on your body and literally being absorbed. And not to mention toxic to the water supply that it then gets flushed into. You absolutely have to make sure that the water in your home is reverse osmosis, at least filtered water. So I hope that this was helpful to learn about a couple of ways that you can remain as toxin free as possible by kind of reprogramming yourself as to which aspects of beautification that you thought were super feminine and making you more attractive, but were actually making you sick. I kid you not. The more I think about this stuff, the more I understand that Big Cosmo is just as bad as Big Pharma and Big Food. So this is why I sleep very well at night. Also, sometimes I do like to use some essential oil before going to bed. I'll use my pineapple body oil, bath and body oil if you want this. It is literally like sunshine in a bottle. Put a couple of glugs of that in my bathtub. Epsom salt, borax, baking soda, maybe a couple drops of some of my favorite essential oil. I'll soak in that and I always sleep better. And my Oura Ring or my 8Sleep will actually tell me that I've had a better sleep when I do that. Same with adding a little bit of red light therapy. Now, you don't need to spend a lot of money to start to get into the biohacking world. I really just want you to start by cleaning up your household cleaning products, what you're using to wash your clothing. Forget about the fabric softeners. I do not use fabric softeners, okay? If you need to like freshen up your clothing, use a steamer with just straight up plain water, okay? You don't need to apply any more toxins to you than you're already getting exposed to in your food, your air, your water, and your environment. And don't get me started on EMF. So just remember that when you smell something, it's in your brain. It actually literally passes through your olfactory sensory area. It's like very thin area between your nose and your brain. So when you smell something, it is in your brain. One of the other things that you'll notice is when you go into big box stores, this like really weird plastic acrylic smell, those are VOCs, they're volatile compounds, and aerosolized compounds that you'll find in a lot of like packaged items that when you breathe that stuff in, it's not good for you. The other thing that you could be breathing in that is really unhealthy for you is like heated up cooking oils. So say, for example, cooking with canola oil, cooking with soy oil at high temperatures, unfortunately, those actually also create VOC. So having like the HypoAir Germ Defender, you can pick up the HypoAir Germ Defender on my favorites page at rachelvarga.ca. There's an affiliate link, there's a promo code to use there. Same with the True Light Red Light, really nice, cost-effective at-home red light option, as well as the Juve, it's all there. If you have any questions around which options could be right for you, including non-toxic skincare, including non-toxic at-home body and facial peels, I just did a facial peel myself last week, and then another one just a couple of days ago to get rid of the flaking, and then I did a body peel on myself last week. This is the time of year to get your skin on your face, neck, chest, hands, arms, abdomen, legs on point, because summer is just around the corner. I warmly invite you to join the fun at springskincamp.com as I run seasonal skin camps to help you get on track with how you can optimize your skin depending on what season we're in. And then also I warmly invite you to use promo code podcast15 for 15% off of your one-on-one with me. And I would love to meet with you and have a one-on-one session and help you optimize what you're doing at home and also potentially in the clinic to help you address your skin goals. And I will customize and create a plan based on your budget, your lifestyle, your values, all of that. So nothing gets sacrificed. What's important to you is also important to me, and it's my job to be your guide. So I recommend, if you haven't yet booked a one-on-one with me, I warmly invite you to do so. Book your session with me at rachelvarga.ca. And pretty much all of my clients, I recommend you take at least one skin camp program with me, and then about one or two a year to continue to get those seasonal skin industry updates with me. The consult, my skin camps, is really where you get more of that off-the-cuff version of me. Obviously, I'm not going to share all of my secrets for free online here on the show, but the show is a great way to stay up to date with what's new and exciting in my world and just like really interesting topics. For the most part, I record these episodes like the day of, say, for example, something's really current, a current event, or I've just learned about something or saw something that I think is helpful for you. So I record it and then I upload it usually that day. So yeah, email me any questions you have from today's episode, info@rachelvarga.ca. And if you would like access to some of my favorite essential oils that you can absolutely also use as perfume, and throw out your old disgusting phthalate-free perfume. I don't know what it is. It's like we've been programmed to have this like particular scent throughout our lives and spray our perfume on our neck and our chest, and literally it's damaging your skin. So don't be afraid to unlearn and unprogram certain things that you've been led to believe that will make you more feminine, that unfortunately will make you more sick. Don't be afraid to be wrong as well. Sometimes we're wrong about certain things, and it's all part of sort of the shadow side of aging. And don't be afraid to age. Aging is a privilege. Look at aging as like an evolution of yourself, a growing, getting to know yourself better. Yes, things are going to change in our body, but it's your mind and your spirit and your energy is really that lives on and carries on through everything. But it's fascinating not being afraid to age. Like Amy says, she's terrified of aging. She's all about anti-aging. But look at every aspect of the way that you're living as being proactive in your aging journey and making sure you're not adding to that toxic load, that toxic bucket. Because when that toxic bucket gets a little full, it's going to tip over and you're going to see things like disease pop up. And so we want to help you stay on top of that. Thanks so much for joining me here on the Rachel Varga podcast. It's always a blast, and have a blessed day.